Well, as we open up this week's inbox, we have a question from a listener that really has a very serious tone to it. Sometimes we get, you know, the obvious dating and relationship questions, and sometimes they really touch on something that is a much more difficult and deep issue and very hurtful in some cases. And so fortunately, we have Dr. Jared Pingleton with us. He's leads our counseling department here at Focus on the Family. Welcome, Dr. Pingleton.
Thank you, Lisa. It's good to be here.
Great to have you. Okay, well, this listener, she is saying that I was raped at age 20. It has been very devastating to me as well as confusing. I don't know whether or not I'm still considered a virgin. I also fear telling my future husband because I still feel shame and sadness about what happened. Will I have to tell my future husband if I ever get married, or can I just try to forget about it?
Well, Lisa, as I listen to this question, I hear a young lady's heart who is grieving deeply. And unfortunately, she's experiencing a tremendous amount of shame, which in my opinion is not hers at all, but is her rapist's. And so, other than, you know, trying to forget about it, as she said, I think the opposite is necessary. She must grieve the loss, the helplessness, the hurt, the shame, the fear, the humiliation that goes with that is absolutely tragic and traumatic. And to me, what happens in rape is the violation of one's will. So that what happens on the inside is far more damaging and destructive than what happens on the outside. As to her question as to whether or not she's still a virgin, again, my heart goes out to her, and I hear a sense of willingness to be a godly young lady, and I respect and admire that deeply. And to me, that whole issue is not merely a physiological phenomenon. It's an attitude of the heart. And if she's going to, you know, not be able to forgive herself, for something that was done to her, and again, violating her will, I really want to encourage her to, again, work through that shame and leave that at the cross. That does not belong to her. That belongs to the man who violated her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So would you say, I mean, obviously she has a number of things to wrestle with, and it seems like she probably hasn't even addressed, you know, the effects of the rape in her own life. So probably some counseling would be in order.
Absolutely.
Whether with a professional counselor or talking with a close, a pastor, a friend, a mentor type person. I mean, probably a combination would be good.
She needs some support. Mm-hmm. And I, again, respect and admire and appreciate her question as to telling her future husband. Mm-hmm. I think if she's going to feel loved and be loved, it's essential that she be able to share with him the truth. Mm-hmm. And if he does not love her or rejects her, then she probably needs to not marry that particular person. Mm-hmm. Because it's not about him. It's about how her heart was wounded. Another thing that makes sense to me as I consider this question is that this tragically is not a rare phenomenon. Mm-hmm. We know in terms of just numbers and statistics that approximately 57% of all rapes occur on a date. Mm. And that to me is an incredible irony that should never be. Mm-hmm. But another factor that often enters into that experience is that over half of all women and 3/4 of all men who are involved in a date rape are either drunk or high on drugs. And so that to me is something that's preventable in that regard, is to not put ourselves in a situation to where we're chemically impaired. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I think for young ladies is often a huge struggle in that scenario is they're wanting to extend acceptance to a young man. They're wanting to feel valued and validated. And many times that whole sense of physical affection can get to a place to where she finally says no, and he selfishly goes ahead and just breaks through that boundary and violates her will in a way that is absolutely wrong. And that's not her fault. Mm-hmm. So again, I think it's imperative that she forgive herself. Mm-hmm. And the secrecy that goes with shame is so huge. It's estimated about 1 out of 10 rapes are ever reported. Mm. And so most women just bury that hurt in their heart and it tragically affects them.
Yeah, and so obviously just trying to forget about it is not an option, not a good option.
It doesn't work.
No. I would also like to encourage this listener, I will never forget one of our engagement stories that we received, because I think a lot of women, once they are victims of rape, consider themselves damaged goods, and
yes.
They think, no one will ever want me, I will never have a story, this is going to be my stamp on myself the rest of my life. And one of our listeners talked about how she had that same thought. She had been raped after work in her parking lot when she was younger, and went, I think, close to 10 years thinking that, you know, that, well, there's no hope for me, and was introduced to a widower in her church, a guy who had lost his wife at a relatively young age, and they started dating and have now been married, I think, for a couple years. And so just the hope in her story of how God was able to work in her own heart and show her that, you know, this is not forever. This is not you don't have to accept this story. This doesn't have to be your identity. You know, even though you will never change that incident, you know, it doesn't mean that is your branded identity in that sense.
Absolutely. So, there's an enormous difference, even in yet another realm. There's an enormous difference between having sex and making love. Mm-hmm. And God's will is that when we experience the fullness of His desire and plan for marriage, it's not about having sex, which animals and strangers can do. It's about making love. And so for this young lady to understand that when she gives her heart to her future husband, that's an entirely different realm. It's an entirely different phenomenon. And I think in God's view, it's an entirely different reality. So I believe there is hope. I believe there is good news for her. But that shame does not belong to her. That, again, belongs to the rapist. And that's what he was.
Yeah.
He wasn't her date. That is a rapist.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Jared, for wisdom in that, and just encouragement and hope to say that, yes, this, and even to know that, you know, this girl is not alone. Sadly, this happens for many, but there is help and there is hope. Okay, that is it for this week's show, folks. We want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org. If you have thoughts either on this today's podcast, or if you have a question for the future, we would like to address that. In the meantime, we hope you are signing up for our Rock the Body Challenge, because we are coming up on that in just a few weeks. So make sure you grab a friend and sign up at boundless.org/rockthebody and get started. We want to know if you're in. So we hope you are. Martha and I are going to be doing this as well. So this is going to be exciting. In the meantime, that's it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.